Hi, Odyssey fans. I'm Bob, producer of the Adventures in Odyssey Club.
And I'm Jesse, editor of Focus on the Family Clubhouse Magazine. Welcome to the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast.
Well, it's happened again, Jesse. We've come to the end of another album on Adventures in Odyssey. Album 70, Finding a Way, was memorable in so many ways.
Yeah, it had the episode Jumping Off, Jumping In, where Wyatt saved his sister from drowning twice.
Connie's car was stolen in the most unlikely way in Auto Response.
The ominous story arc began with Wilson hearing from God in The Christmas Bells.
And the Rydell saga continued with Let's Call the Whole Thing Off.
There was plenty going on in the episodes themselves, but behind the scenes, this was the first album to feature shows affected by the COVID-19 pandemic, including the first Odyssey episode in history recorded remotely.
Uh-huh. So there's plenty to talk about with Album 70. Fans have sent in their questions for the Odyssey team. Let's hear those answers.
Right after we issue a big spoiler warning. If you haven't heard Album 70, stop now and come back after you're up to speed.
Mm-hmm. And now, over to the Q&A.
Hi, everybody. This is Nathan Hubler, line producer for Odyssey, and I have in the room and on the line some other people who are going to answer these questions for us. So we also have
Kathy Buchanan.
Woot.
Dave Arnold.
And?
Marshall Younger.
Do Marshall Younger and Phil Lawler one more time.
Marshall Younger.
Yeah, we got to practice these ahead of time. Okay, alphabetically, by first
be a
name.
Long session.
M before P, I think.
I'm going to go first. just so we know,
uh-huh.
I will go first.
About.
Okay, you got that, Phil? Okay. Marshall Younger.
Phil Lawler.
Yay, now we know everyone who's here. So now that we've taken 2 minutes introducing ourselves. Yeah, look at that. Time's up. All right, well, let's get right into these questions because we've got a bunch here from listeners, and there should be some really interesting questions. We'll see how interesting the answers are. So here is our first one. This one is from Preston from Brockport, New York.
Are masks required in Wits End?
That's a loaded question.
Yes, but it has nothing to do with COVID.
Oh,
it's just
masks
are
required at Wits End. Everybody who comes in, they get a mask because we just don't want to look at your face, really, honestly.
This is sort of a facetious question, but the fact of the matter is we don't want to introduce the whole element of COVID into Odyssey. Mm-hmm. So masks are not required, other than Phil's perhaps question. But there was a very interesting article that was written about this,
yes,
actually, by somebody, and why don't you tell us about that, Nathan.
Yeah, it's in Relevant Magazine. A guy named Tyler Huckabee contacted Focus asking whether masks would be required at Wits End. And if you want to hear all that we had to say about that, you can read his article, and we'll have a link to it in the podcast notes.
Yeah, and it's kind of fun to read, so mm-hmm. I would suggest you do that.
I don't think that's what he was asking.
What was he asking?
I think he's asking about Wits End, like on site. Do they have to wear
masks? Oh, like in Colorado
Springs.
Yes. I didn't even take it that way.
Oh, I didn't take it
that's
that way.
That's what I heard.
Yeah. Well, the answer in answer to that one, that's an easy question. No, they are not required on site here at Focus on the Family.
Well, that would have been a lot simpler.
Because I'm like, because what did they say?
You're so logical.
Are masks required in Odyssey? Like,
see, this would have been so much quicker if we just had listened to Kathy answer the question.
Right, to defer to her on all of these questions. Actually, there are a number of them that are going to go your way, Kathy. This one is actually written. We don't have audio for this one. Jaden wrote us to ask us this question. Why don't you air old episodes, like from albums before number 10? Is it because listeners won't know the old characters? Well, that's a good question, and it goes back to us having two different broadcast schedules for the radio. And actually, the broadcast schedule is also what shows up on the Adventures in Odyssey homepage. So if you're listening to the episodes there, it's the same episodes that air on the radio. You've got one that goes Monday through Friday, and then you've got one on Saturday and Sunday. The weekend broadcast is where the new episodes premiere, and generally, we keep that to more recent episodes. Mm-hmm. On Monday through Friday, that's where the chronological episodes air. So it starts at episode number one, way back in the beginning, Wits Flop, and goes all the way through to the recent episodes. So if you're looking to hear those episodes pre-album 10, then listen on Monday through Friday. And trivia point for you.
In about 3 years.
Yes.
When
well,
they start all over again.
That's what I was going to say is trivia point for you. It takes about 3.5 years to get through
wow.
the cycle now. We have that many episodes.
My goodness.
Enough of me talking. Let's go to a question that Kathy and Dave can answer because I've wondered this one myself. This is actually another one from Preston. His other question is...
In album 54, Clanging Cymbals and the Meaning of God's Love, how come Your Two Kind is spelt like the number two?
Yes.
Well, spell checked in it, catch it.
Because it's a legitimate word?
Right. I really don't remember. Maybe
I mean, that's
because...
like, what is that, 20 years ago? I mean,
know,
come on.
Right.
Well, not quite that long. It's like 10.
Okay.
So a while ago. When I read this question, I didn't even realize that was my show. I'm like, mm-hmm. Yeah, why is that? Oh.
You love the title. You wouldn't let us change it.
I think it's because there was two stories... Maybe, of the because the same thing
She's
was happening
totally
in two.
Totally making this up right
okay,
now.
Okay, I am.
Any
but
this.
It's possible. I mean, we had to have a reason.
No, we didn't. We could have just.
Why
made
didn't
a
anybody catch that?
There was two storylines.
Where were you, Nathan? That's your fault.
You know, when this question came up, I remember asking the question at the time: why is it TWO and not TOO? But I don't remember what the logic was for why we kept it TWO.
Well, the fact that there was logic, then I assume that you're right, Kathy. We're going to go with that answer right now.
There's two storylines.
I think the word
kind.
That was probably misspelled in the title was your. So probably it's really the why are you are two. You're two.
Yeah, that's a good question.
Right. So
oh,
why
thanks.
Didn't we spell your the other way?
Moving on. But it was a great question.
It's
Preston,
a great question. I wish
for...
we had a better answer for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, sorry about
sorry.
That.
Sorry.
All right. Moving on here, and hopefully this is not another question that we have to hedge around, but this is from Johanna from Benton, Arkansas.
Jack Allen mentions his grandchildren several different times throughout the series. Who are his grandchildren, and are they from his first marriage with Emily or his second marriage with Joanne?
I know.
Who are they?
Emily's.
Yes.
They are Emily.
Yes, they
I
are.
Think that's
that.
The easier question to answer. They are from the marriage with Emily, not from Joanne.
Yeah. And then,
when were they, in what episodes were they mentioned? I know they were mentioned in Share and Share Alike. Was that the first time?
I think so, where he has a collection
has
of mugs that say World's mugs. Greatest Grandpa. Yeah.
I think they were in You're Too Kind. Because I don't remember anything.
Two grandkids.
Yeah, there are two of them. Right, two of
That's
them.
That's why. Now we know.
And again, you know, that would be the misspelling of your. You know, the your would refer
your
to
your two.
Your two,
mm-hmm.
yeah, see, yeah,
your two kids instead of your two kind.
But we've not talked about these two kids.
We don't know anything about them. We know he has grandkids, but we don't know how many. We don't know.
We know. We just
well,
haven't
we
had
know.
Episodes about
the
it.
The listeners don't know.
I don't know.
Based on him having like 20 mugs with World's Greatest Grandpa on them, I think we can assume one of three things.
Oh,
either
Dave Arnold has that too, but he just buys them himself.
Either, exactly. That's one of the things. It could be part of Jack Allen's sad history. That he has all these mugs that he bought for himself, and he's not even a grandpa.
That would be very sad.
Or he has one grandkid that has limited gift-giving creativity.
Well, Johanna, I think we have dodged your question far enough to say we don't know that much about his grandkids, but we certainly could explore it someday. Sadly, because Alan has passed, I don't know that we would do it in audio form, but it's always a potential
but
for a
his,
book someday.
His grandkids could always still come visit Odyssey.
True. True. Yeah.
And do we need to explain that Alan is Alan Young, the actor?
Yes.
Who plays Jack Allen.
Jack Allen.
And yeah. The woman who plays Joanne is also passed. So.
Yeah. True. True. Speaking of somewhat mysterious character disappearances, perhaps, we have this one from Maggie from Pike Road, Alabama. And this is a written question, not an audio one. She says, will Richard Maxwell ever make another appearance in Odyssey? And this is one of those questions we get quite often because Richard Maxwell is a popular character. So will Richard Maxwell ever appear in Odyssey again?
Well, he's not. I don't know if we have any plans for him to be on the audio program, but he is in the Blackard Chronicles books.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he's
quite
a huge
few
character
in those
there.
Books. So yeah, so that's as far as recent releases. Yes, he is back there, but I don't know. We talked about having him come back in at one point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think it was in the Long End. It was the episodes that became the Long End. We talked early about him early on about him being a part of those episodes, but
mm-hmm.
They went into a different direction. So, yeah. But yeah, I think it'd be great if we could bring him back in some way.
But and this is a good opportunity to remind the listeners that we do have books that go a lot deeper in some of these characters too. So we encourage you to look out the entire book line that we have. There's some good stuff in there. In particular, the Blackguard stuff, there's so much more material in the Blackguard series than was in the audio show that I think you would find it immensely entertaining. And they're very well written by somebody who's on this call right now.
Nice work, Kathy.
Thank you. thank you.
It is the Kathy show, we know.
Kathy only.
Kathy only.
Yeah, thanks. You know, I mean, it was so long ago, I don't even remember writing them. But I'm sure they're
great. You probably
great.
Spelled them wrong, too.
Okay. One last question here, because, again, this is a question that comes up fairly often. But let's answer it. This is from Becca from Wisconsin.
Is Leonard Meltzner ever going to appear on Odyssey again? Is he still even alive?
I want to know the answer to this, too.
Leonard Meltzner.
He is still alive.
Yes.
I do believe he is still alive. Now, he was suffering from some sort of disease, correct?
Yeah, he was clearly established. Yes, he was a type 2 diabetic. And
type
in fact,
yes.
Eugene, as established in the show, Eugene now only has one kidney because Leonard has the other one.
Hmm. That's right. So I think he's still alive and well in Africa with Everett.
Yes.
Yeah, I would love to do another story with Leonard, Leonard and Everett. We don't have any plans right now to do that. But one issue that we might have, though, is that the gentleman who plays Leonard,
yes.
Phil Proctor, is now Detective Pullhouse.
Yeah.
So we would have to somehow explain that, or maybe they just have really similar voices.
Detective Pullhouse probably could not be the one to investigate where Leonard is.
right, that would be confusing.
I think, though, if you look at the history of Odyssey, I mean, even some of the shows Phil recently did with the Rydell revelations, you had Tasha returning to the show after many years. Mm-hmm. And so for these characters like Richard Maxwell or Leonard Meltzner, we don't currently have plans. We should make that clear that we're not trying to hint that they're about to appear again on the show, but they could. Someday they could come back.
Let's just have a bus come in with Richard Maxwell, Jack Allen's grandkids, and Leonard Meltzner.
They just say hi.
We are really aware of how much our audience loves that kind of stuff when we bring back old characters. So, you know, sometimes we'll throw you a bone.
Mm-hmm. Or a Leonard.
Yeah.
Okay, next up we have, here's another written question that came our way. This is from It's God for You. Are the new families in Odyssey Christians? Have they just not mentioned they are Christians? Questions. Have they just not mentioned they are Christians? Marshall, Kathy, you've created a couple of the new families in Odyssey. Can you answer this?
Yes. The Calhouns are Christians. In fact, there's a show a while ago with Joseph in his younger years where he comes to know Christ. What was the name of the show?
In a Sun-Scorched Land.
Yes. And so Joseph is a Christian. Earlier on in life, and then married his college sweetheart and have two sons, and they're all a church-going Christian family.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in the club episode, I believe it's the club episode, The Martyr and the Rooster, it's made very clear that Cooper is a Christian as well.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And in an upcoming Teams episode, he is very clearly a Christian as well. So
yes, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. The Perkins are not, and that's made clear in several places. And most recently, there was a show that aired in the club. I think it was the May episode was Hurricane Perkins. Mm-hmm. Hurricane Perkins, where they say that they're not believers, but they end up going to a potluck that had a bunch of Christians there. And so there's a journey ahead for the Perkins. Maybe not all of them. A spiritual journey, but at least some of them.
Mm-hmm. My family's better than your family.
Yeah, they are.
Well, now that you say it that way, they're not.
It sounds like they're very prideful.
Yeah.
They're not, just me.
Actually, we're going to hear quite a bit more about the Calhouns. We're going to see them at home and as a family quite a bit in a series that's upcoming. Right, Kathy?
Yes, the Blizzard four-parter, which is a fun series of four episodes that all take place over a big blizzard that happens in Odyssey. Uh-huh. And we've all kind of written different shows for it, but they all kind of continue on and connect with each other. So it'll be really fun.
They happen concurrently. They happen at the same time.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, we've never done a series like that before where all of the episodes are happening right at the exact same time, but we're seeing different pieces of what happens in the story at different times.
That's my idea.
It was a great idea, actually. And they're all part of the club.
It's a very nice writing challenge.
It was fun. And it was a challenge.
Yeah.
Do you remember in the writers' meeting having the timelines all lined up in a graph and trying to figure out what was happening when, at which place?
And when do those air, Nathan?
Those are on the club September, October, November, and December. And they all have the word snow in the title.
In a very clever and unique way.
That was my idea.
Yes.
I gotta jump in there for something.
And the show featuring the Calhouns is
The Snow Must Go On.
The mom is actually in all four episodes.
Right.
Maybe we shouldn't tell them how, but she is in all four episodes somehow.
Yes.
Okay, let's move on to some questions about the recent album 70, which just finished airing not long ago. And this one is from Tayson from Neosho, Missouri.
I was wondering if we will ever find out how Bradley Turnbaum, or Spencer, found out where Connie's house was.
Well, Marshall, this is referring to the episode Unrelatable, where Connie was on kids' radio taking a call and found out it was from an escaped convict who it was later revealed, and we can say this now that the show has aired, later revealed to be in Connie's house, calling from in Connie's house. So how did he know where Connie lived?
Yeah, we'll never know that for sure, I don't think. I don't know how it would actually come up in a situation. But
we can answer it here.
I can tell you what's in my head. You can.
Kathy doesn't know is what he's trying to say. Kathy has no idea.
I have no clue.
Yes. Did you love it when they point out plot holes?
I think he escaped from the prison. I think he was desperate to find a place. He was close to Odyssey. He remembered Connie from high school, and it was just like Jason said. Jason said, "Well, maybe he was searching you because he thought you might help him." So he finds it. I don't know. He went to the library or something and looked up her address, and then went there because he needed supplies. He went there for food. He went there to shave, to disguise his identity. Because he was on the run from the police.
He figured if anyone would have razor blades to shave his face, it'd be Connie.
She always had the best smelling shaving cream, that Connie. I think I'll go there. I thought maybe he just got on a bus with Richard Maxwell and the two green kids.
And Leonard.
Where's this
that
place
That comes
going?
Later.
Okay, here's another one about Album 70, a very specific moment in Album 70. And this one is also from Preston again. So let's hear Preston's final question here.
How come Suzu sounded so suspicious in Let's Call the Whole Thing Off when she said that she had called Mrs. Mado once?
Preston, you're full of good questions.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a great question. We do have a slight correction for you. She didn't say Mrs. Mado. If it sounded like that, it was not Mrs. Mado. It was Mrs. Mays. Let's actually hear a little clip of this episode so we can kind of talk about it in context.
If the three phones you have really are stolen, I'd probably talk to the school secretary. Mrs. Mays would know if any phones were reported missing.
Good point. Okay, I'll use my phone. If I can find her number.
756-6547. I called her once.
My sister's got a great memory.
Uh-huh.
So you see, Suzu actually never says Mrs. Mays or Mrs. Mado at all there. That was actually Emily who says Mrs. Mays in that clip.
But when Suzu was talking about calling her, she did say, "I called her once." So why did she kind of pause there?
Well, it was really more of the pause and the suspicious part of it was really more because of the fact that she has such a prodigious memory. Everybody, this is the thing about audio drama, of course, is that you can't see the expressions on everybody's faces. But the idea behind it was that everybody was looking at her like, "How do you just have this number memorized so well?" And there wasn't anything really, nefarious about it. She just is very, very good with the numbers, and she's also got a photographic memory, if you will. And so she can recall numbers very, very quickly. And so everybody is looking at her like she did something wrong, but she wasn't really doing anything wrong. She just has a really good memory.
So, Phil, when might we hear more about Suzu's special abilities?
Well, we have a bunch of episodes lined up where we're going to reveal those special abilities that Suzu has, not only Suzu, but Maury and Emily and other folks as well in Odyssey. We've got a lot of plans for them as a group together. I don't want to give anything away because, you know, it's the title of the episodes and stuff like that, and I don't want to give too much away, but just rest assured we have plans for Maury, Suzu, and Emily together.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And in fact, I think this is okay to say, the next episode with them begins right where this one left off. So it resumes,
yes,
immediately after the last episode.
Yep.
All right. So let's, good segue into our preview of upcoming episodes, because we have some questions about that, about album 71. And this first one is a written question we got via email. And I think it's quite humorous that we got an email from someone calling themselves Leonardo da Vinci. So I didn't know he had email. But he asks us this question: what is the name of album 71 and when will it be released?
Well, the name of the album is called A Slippery Slope, and you'll understand why when you see the cover. It will be on our website, and the album actually releases on the club in July, so mm-hmm. You don't have too long to wait, and it'll be on download in August and on CD in September and on the radio in October.
Mm-hmm.
We've got such a diverse way of distributing this stuff, and I hope you enjoy one of the ways or multiple ways of listening.
Mm-hmm. We have a number of questions that will pertain to episodes that are in this album, and we'll try and give a little bit of a preview slash teaser of some episodes coming up. And this first one is from Brenlin from Bentonville, Arkansas.
In Christmas Bells, you left us hanging with what would happen to Zoe and her friends. So I was just wondering if we're going to hear what happens whenever album 71 is released.
Yeah, so she's right. Wilson says... The words one of three will fall.
Mm-hmm.
And we are given really no explanation for that. He just felt like God was saying these words to him. And so he's just as confused as the audience is. But we will answer that in album 71. And there's a show, I can't really give a whole lot away, but it's in a show called Higher Than Our Ways. And that's actually sets off a few more episodes,
mm-hmm.
Where we're going to find out what they're talking about, which one of three will fall. We're going to find that out in that show.
And what even that means, one
or
of three
even
will
means,
fall.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Marshall, that question sets off a storyline that's a little different than, I'd say anything we've heard on Adventures mm-hmm. in Odyssey.
And a very important storyline.
Very important.
I
yeah, yeah, I agree. Without saying who it is, and maybe I'm giving you a difficult task here, can you give us any sort of preview of that storyline?
I cannot.
Uh-huh. That's how
secret it is.
Secretive it is.
I can tell you this. It involves one of three will fall. That's all. That's it. Right?
Yeah, they knew that.
You're such a help already. Thanks.
Well, it's just whetting the appetite again. One of three will fall.
Yes.
Well, and I think we can say this. Marshall already sort of said it. That question will be answered very definitively. This is not something mm-hmm. that's going to drag out for a long time. The answer to that specific question will be given in album 71.
Yep.
Will be given in Higher Than Our Ways. We'll say that.
Okay.
Is that the first episode of that album?
Actually, the team, and please adjust your frequency, come before that.
Oh,
so it's
okay.
The third
so
episode.
In the third episode of the album, that question will be answered.
Mm-hmm. I've seen a number of questions on our comment boards asking if there will be any Bible stories again in Odyssey. And I think we can also answer that one definitively.
Yeah, there's an episode in album 71 called Worth It, which is the story of, it's a New Testament story, Jesus healing a man born blind. And we're kind of just going from a different perspective. We're seeing it.
Yeah.
So I'm excited about
another Bible story.
Yeah. And I'm also working on a Bible story right now as well. That will
that's right.
Coming down the pike.
Dave, which testament is the Bible story you're working on from?
It is Old Testament. It is Old Testament.
Okay, so that narrows it down a little bit for the listeners. It could only be one of about 500 stories, but it's in the Old Testament.
Yeah.
Next up, we've got Ava from Sturbridge, Massachusetts, and she asks...
I was just wondering why Buck and Jules haven't been in the last few albums. I really love their characters and would love to hear more from them. Thanks, Odyssey team. Love you guys.
Oh, we love you too.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Thanks, Ava.
Thank you.
And I really love those characters too, mm-hmm. Buck and Jules. And they actually were in Auto Response, which was an album.
70. So 70. They were in the last album, but we didn't hear them together very much as Buck and Jules.
Yes. And they will be in the four-part Blizzard series mm-hmm. that we mentioned earlier in a very exciting role. And then...
and teaser,
then,
teaser.
I know, right? And then drum roll, we actually just finished recording a three-parter that Ooh. Includes both Buck and Jules as main characters.
And that'll be in album 72.
Yes.
Speaking of characters we haven't heard much about, I checked with our relationship services people. That's the department that answers a lot of letters, phone calls, emails about Adventures in Odyssey. And they mentioned they've gotten a lot of questions lately about Jillian. And she wasn't in album 69 at all. And she was very briefly, she was only in a few scenes in album 70. So when will we see her again, Kathy?
Well, the bad news is Jillian won't be appearing in album 71 or 72. Oh, the actress couldn't record remotely. And we didn't have any shows for her really during that time. Mm-hmm. But the good news is that we have plans for Jillian and some more shows coming up that she will definitely be in. Yes.
Yes.
So don't fret. There's more Jillian ahead.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Our last question. Hard to believe we're on our last question already. This podcast has just flown by. But this one is from Brenlin from Bentonville, Arkansas.
So are there any plans for another Get in the Show contest soon? Thank you so much for all you do. I love listening to Odyssey.
Thank you, Brenlin.
Oh, thank you.
You're very sweet. We don't have plans right now. I know we've been, the Get in the Show has been really popular in the past, so I wouldn't be surprised at some point we will do another one. But right now, there is no plan to do that. We're busy with a lot of stuff and some other exciting things that might be coming up the pike soon as well. So we just don't really have the time to do that. But, you know, it's always on our radar. So just be patient and we'll get there eventually.
And I kind of want to turn this over to the listeners, too. And next year is Odyssey's 35th anniversary. So I'm curious what they think we should do for the 35th anniversary. What are your suggestions for us to do in celebration next year?
That is not a Get in the Show or a live show.
That is not one of those two things.
I can bring Richard Maxwell back.
Mitch and Connie can get married
on a bus.
Let's have a cake and call it a day.
I like that, actually.
Now, Marshall has made a point. He's made this multiple times about the 35th anniversary. Marshall, explain how you've explained it.
Well, 35th anniversary is nothing. Nobody cares about 35. It's the first multiple of five that nobody cares about. You know, like five, 10, 15, 20. Those are all great.
35, 30.
Nobody cares about. And plus, we have the 1,000th episode coming up. So let's just skip it and get to the 1,000th episode.
Yeah.
There you go.
Which is going to happen, what, in like 3 years? Is that what we decided?
If we keep on our current pace, which I believe that
maybe we should slow down a little bit so that the 1,000th episode hits on the 40th anniversary.
Ooh. Yeah.
Nah.
Okay.
So you see how full of ideas we are for this celebration. So send us some thoughts. Seriously, we need to know how we can appropriately celebrate 35, which is the only anniversary that no one cares about.
Is what is the plastic anniversary?
The first anniversary.
Nobody cares about
the styrofoam
like 65
anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
The styrofoam.
the cellophane.
The
carpet lint.
The rubber band.
Well, thank you everyone for sending us your questions, and thank you Marshall, Phil, Dave, Kathy for answering these questions. It always is fun to get together and hear from the fans, hear what they're thinking, and looking forward to the next one of these.
Yes.
Right you are.
Thanks for the questions.
Well, album 71 sounds like it's going to be just as eventful, maybe even more so than album 70. When can fans start listening on the club, Bob?
Not too long. The first episode, The Team, releases on July 13th. Then new episodes release every Tuesday. And of course, If you missed out on anything in Album 70 or previous albums, you can catch up in the club. Join today at AIOclub.org.
With that, that's all for this edition of the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast, a presentation of Focus on the Family. You can visit us online at adventuresinodyssey.com/podcast.
Or you can call Focus at 1-800-A-FAMILY. I'm Bob.
And I'm Jesse, reminding you that with God in your life, every day is an adventure.
Focus on the Family and Adventures in Odyssey present the Imagination Station Books, an exciting series for readers ages 6 and up. Through wit's greatest invention, young readers will travel to the Colosseum in ancient Rome and a longboat in Greenland.
I am Eric the Red.
They're Vikings.
And there's so much more. When you visit theimaginationstation.com, you can find study guides and devotionals, plus fun family activities. More information at theimaginationstation.com or 1-800-A-FAMILY.